Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it became official this past week. The new television voice of the St. Louis Cardinals is Chip Carey. Comes back to St. Louis. He graduated high school in St. Louis. He is a St. Louis native. Spent a long time with the Atlanta Braves. Prior to that, he was working with the Chicago Cubs, and now he is back home in St. Louis, and he joins us right now. Chip, thank you so much for taking some time here on the program. Just what is your excitement level right now as you begin kind of the next chapter of your journey?
Oh, man, sky high. Still can't believe it's real. Grateful to so many people who helped me along the way, and to come back home and call games for the team that helped me fall in love with baseball as a kid growing up in West County in St. Louis. It's a dream come true, and life comes full circle, man. It took me three decades plus to figure out that St. Louis is where I was supposed to be, so all that tells you is I'm a real slow learner, but I'm glad to be coming home.
Well, Chip, first of all, welcome home. I know it's been an interesting journey. I was telling Matt earlier, I think we first crossed paths when you were doing Orlando Magic basketball, so that's been a long time ago. And between Orlando and Seattle and Chicago and Atlanta, it's amazing what this industry will do for us as far as being able to see the world and meet so many people along the way. So when did it finally hit you that I'm a Cardinal broadcaster? Because, you know, once it sets in, it's a little bit of a different situation compared to when they first tell you, all right, you're going to be our guy.
When Larry Mago at Bally Midwest called me and said, I just wanted to call and see what's going to take for us to bring you back home. And, you know, after I almost started crying because I was so excited about the possibilities of this, that's when it really started to hit home. And then all the wonderful things that people have written both in Atlanta and St. Louis. I mean, my family's really, Mike, just overwhelmed, not just with what's been a real positive reception and reaction, but just, as I said, so many people, you included, who have helped me along the way here. The old saying, it takes a village, really is true. And to your point about seeing the world and making connections, that's really what it's all about. And so many people who I can't possibly name in a short segment like this are responsible for helping opening doors for me, and I'll forever be grateful for that. And as I said a moment ago, I just can't wait to get started. And every day I wake up and pinch myself and say, is this real? Well, it is. I'm going to baseball heaven, and I can't be more grateful for that than I am.
You come from a fantastic place with great baseball fans, and I saw the newspaper article where you said St. Louis is the only place that you're leaving for that. Can you just go through that a little bit and what it is about St. Louis that gets you away from Atlanta?
Well, you know, when you're born in St. Louis and you're raised there, heck, I was conceived there. I mean, that's my old joke after a game at Sportsman's Park, probably. I don't want to get too personal, but that's probably, if you do the math. You know, I come from an era where you knew the 64 Cardinals lineup before you knew the alphabet. You know, McCarver, White, Grote, Javier, Boyer, Brock, Shannon, Flood. Okay, there you go. And Bob Gibson. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we were raised on. And you know, when you'd go to a game at Busch Stadium and you saw Lou Brock play, you saw Bob Gibson pitch. My guy was Ted Simmons. You know, I went through some years where the Cardinals weren't so good, but they were always entertaining because the fans were so passionate about the way the game was played. You know, coming in as a visiting broadcaster, seeing 42,000 people, 45,000 people on a Thursday afternoon game against a second division club, and they still packed the house, not just with rabid fans, but grandfathers and grandmothers, mothers and fathers, their kids in tow, their grandkids in tow, all wearing Cardinals jerseys and cheering for both teams because they're so passionate about and love the game. And I think that's the genesis for all of us who work behind a microphone. We love the game, no matter the team we work for. But something about Cardinal baseball is so special because you're taught it from an early age. You're nurtured to appreciate the franchise, the great players who've come and gone, the broadcasters and executives. We stand on the shoulders of giants, both as employees and as fans, and I fully recognize that, and I'm grateful to represent the Redbirds once again.
You know, you make a great point about everybody who's in the game. They love the game, but I think the caveat here is it's great to love the game, but when you have a team that you can love because of their success, that makes the job even better because there are a lot of guys who work in markets where they've got no chance. All right. But they love the game. But, man, they stand from a distance, and they admire a St. Louis or an Atlanta or L.A. And teams have had tradition and had success on the field. It's a big difference.
Yeah, winning is fun. I mean, look, we're all cheerleaders for the teams we work for. We want them to do well. But as you know, Mike, it's a different mindset when you go to the ballpark every day expecting to have a great chance to win the game as opposed to, hey, I hope we can keep it close so that we don't lose our minds in the third inning and have to fill for 3 hours, right? I mean, that's just the nature of the business. But you're right. There's a standard of excellence in every facet of the organization. And the same is true in Atlanta. These are gold standard places. But the one caveat for me was St. Louis. It's where I was born. It's where my family still is there. My mom is still there, aunts and uncles, cousins and the like, dear friends. That was the difference between the two places. And I'm forever grateful for what the Braves did for me and my dad over 46 years down south at Truist Park and Turner Field. The Braves organization specifically treated me very, very well. I'm grateful for the opportunity and the platform they gave me. And I had a fantastic 20-year run, and I feel good about the that I left the place in better shape than when I inherited it. And I hope whoever takes over that seat will have as much fun and be welcome just the way I was 20 years ago.
As a broadcaster, how much do you enjoy the fact that this isn't a market where people have the game on in the background and have it on mute while they do other things? The words you say, they're going to matter. You are talking to an audience that's going to be very much into everything you're saying.
Well, we'll see how that works out. Right? I mean, no question. It's there's a higher intensity there. And I hate to say it this way. And I say this only because I'm talking to you about my personal experience. That was what it was like in Chicago when I followed my grandfather there. Everything we said on WGN went not just to a Chicago and a Cubs-centric audience, but it went to a national audience. And you do have to know your stuff. You do have to be up to date on what's happening, not just with your team, but everything in Major League Baseball, because the fans want to know about that. And ultimately, if the game's bad, those kinds of subject matters, I think, will keep people entertained and keep them sticking around for the seventh, eighth, and ninth innings, which I'm sure the sponsors appreciate. So, yes, I'm looking forward to that. I know that Mike's going to be a big help. John and Ricky have reached out from the radio side and have been so kind. Brad Thompson has been terrific. We've talked very briefly. I know it was his birthday yesterday. But I'm going to lean on those guys an awful lot because nobody knows the Cardinals better than they. And as I go to work and do my homework and become acclimated and familiar with the franchise and with the recent history of the team, hopefully that'll come through in the broadcast and it'll be a seamless transition.
That's Chip Carey, the new television voice of the St. Louis Cardinals on Bally Sports Midwest, appearing last night on KMOX's Countdown to Opening Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.